there are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of darkness, and then there's the kingdom of his dear son. As one begins to see animals morph into things that are just unquestionable.
But some southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. Wasn't exactly the word that came to mind. I snapped this photo of one of the rabbits I've seen with the growth. I also saw this photo posted on Reddit, also spotted in Fort Collins.
Like a scabby-ish looking kind of growth over a face.
Looks like it was black quills or black toothpicks sticking out all around his mouth.
As one begins to see pestilences, such as the plague in California, and many others that are starting to blossom up around the world, setting up the next pandemic.
I think it's crazy. I didn't even know the plague was still something that was going on.
For both visitors and residents of South Lake Tahoe, it's shocking to hear about a case of the bubonic plague.
This was very news to me, and that's scary.
So this person was camping in an area in South Lake Tahoe and was bitten, likely by a flea.
As one begins to see silly arguments, such as Cracker Barrel, the logo of Cracker Barrel, one begins to realize that there is a battle, that there is a warfare for the mind of the people. Because at the end of the day, if they can keep you sedated, distracted, divided, you will forget that there are two kingdoms. One is of darkness, and one is of his dear son. Do you know which kingdom you belong to today?
An American classic undergoing a major rebrand. Cracker Barrel is giving its restaurants a modern makeover, and not everybody's happy about it. Jeff Locke is outside of one of the restaurants. He's in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Tell us what's happening, Jeff.
Jackie, you know, Cracker Barrel is probably the one restaurant chain that could have gotten away without ever changing anything, and people would have been happy. They like it, dark and old and kind of dusty. But they decided to change things, like this thing. That sign up there, that's the logo. Old man sitting on a chair, leaning on a Cracker Barrel. Not anymore.
So Cracker Barrel thought it would be a good idea to go woke and to change their branding and, you know, just become something that nobody, literally nobody wants here in America. You know who's happy about it? Every single one of their competitors.
And they entertain you and they distract you and they get you to pick a side and they get you to argue with people over the things that really don't matter. An example of that is the Cracker Barrel scenario that's happening right now, where you have the far right talking about woke and woke media and this woke culture. Oh, where was all this energy with the pervy culture in the Epstein files? Amazing how they'll go after the whole woke thing, and that's also becoming a new trend thing, very similar to how the woke thing was, where now they call anything that they don't agree with woke. Anything and everything to keep you distracted from the wars, anything and everything to keep you distracted from the real things that matter, anything and everything to keep you distracted from the fact that there are two kingdoms and the kingdoms of darkness do not have your best interest at heart.
Cracker Barrel wants you to know they have a new look, both for the logo and the stores.
Honestly, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive that people like what we're doing. I'll give you another soundbite. I actually happened to be in Orlando last week with all of our managers. We bring them together and every other year. And the number one question that I got asked, Michael, was, how can I get a remodel? When can I get a remodel? How do I get on the list?
Oh, really? So
I don't know. I kind of liked Cracker Barrel, that country theme. Now it just looks like a spiffed up Burger King. That's the direction they're heading in. Oh, and by the way, all the affinity groups. There's an affinity group literally for anything and everyone. I'm wondering, maybe Kamala could get a job there. No qualifications needed. Just check every box.
And while we are sleeping and distracted, blaming the woke media for the downfall of Cracker Barrel, it is allegedly reported that BlackRock, Vanguard, and many of these organizations that are the ones buying prime land, the ones buying most of rental houses out there, have a large major stake in Cracker Barrel. Now, where is Cracker Barrel located for the most part in the United States of America? In prime real estate by the I-4s, I-95s, the major highways all across America. Think of the hundreds of Cracker Barrel stores that are on prime land. Now, is it easier for you to blame the woke media for the downfall of Cracker Barrel, or for you to realize that what is happening all around us is what we've already been told? You will own nothing and you will be happy. All of this real estate that is now going to become available, the owners will be able to build whatever they want on it. without you having to blame the Black Rocks, the Vanguards. No, they'll have you blame the woke media. There's always an agenda. There's always a purpose. This is why you must understand the kingdom that you belong to. The kingdoms of darkness are at work in the churches, where you barely find any sound doctrine. The kingdoms of darkness are at work in the workplace. The kingdoms of darkness are at work everywhere, and this is why God has called you, your family, your neighbors, your friend. He's called you and he's placed you in 2025 for a purpose, so that this way he can use you wherever you are to shine a light. But the devil doesn't like that. So he will send distractions. He will send destructions. He will send opposition. It's just not going to come in the form of opposition. The distraction is not going to come in the form that you think it's going to come. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So if you love a particular topic, let's say it's politics, he's going to come to you in the name of politics to get you to fight for some sort of a cause. If your thing is knowledge and you like examples, fallen angels, or you like aliens as a topic, or you like theology even, the devil knows how to distract you, put you in a position where now even theology becomes your idol and pride becomes your thing, and all of a sudden you start working for the opposite kingdom, thinking that you're in the right kingdom. This is why God is telling you very, very clearly this day and many other days in your life, come out of her, my people. There are two kingdoms and we need to pick aside. And if we pick the side of the kingdom of his dear son, which Jesus Christ has translated us from the kingdoms of darkness into the kingdoms of his dear son, then we need to live like it. We need to walk like it. We need to operate like it. But sometimes we don't understand the darkness. The darkness does not want to appear as if it's dark. The good has become bad. The bad has become good. But take a look all around you. Put on the discernment glasses on and look all around you. Take a peek at what's happening all around you. Do you think it's normal for the things that are happening to happen? The devil is after your mind. Mind reading technologies are blossoming left and right. The devil is after your thoughts.
Absolutely remarkable. Current medical technology can gather rich information about brain activity. We knew that. But now, artificial intelligence language models are providing a new breakthrough to interpret that brain information. New research shows that the tech can help read people's private thoughts, that the science plus the tech enables mind reading. Let me say that news again, because sometimes around here we just report the news, we run right through it, and you kind of need to realize what we're learning. And I'm going to show you exactly what we mean by this, but researchers are accurately performing some human mind reading. They can translate a person's brain activity into a continuous stream of text. So then that text corresponds to what the researchers can determine people are thinking.
My brother, my sister, today, the video is very simple and it's just a basic reminder. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You are going to be facing, and you are facing, imaginations and things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. When you have the news media tell you, and these are the top of the top, Yale, Harvard, and many other institutions, that there are ships out there that they believe are quote-unquote aliens that are coming to Earth, that's an imagination that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. When you hear rumors about AI and rumors about AI and rumors about AI becoming so much more intelligent that the human being is going to be obsolete, imaginations that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. When you see many people just blatantly give up on marriages and just choose divorce like nothing. When you see churches just choose sin like nothing. When you see the Christian music industry become what it's become, an industry. When you see YouTube channels complain about AdSense censoring their videos and them not being able to talk about certain topics because if not, they won't get paid for the topic. You know something is wrong, because if you're really called to preach and teach, you won't care if you're paid or not paid. something is wrong. And whatever is wrong is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. And you and I have a choice. We entertain that thought, or we bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. But for you to do so, you need to understand the kingdom that you belong to. And when you understand that you belong to the kingdom of God, and that the time that you have on this earth, it's absolutely nothing compared to eternity. Yet so many people forfeit eternity for a little speck of sand on the beach because of living how they want to live on this earth. It's a kingdom of darkness. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Have you ever sat down and had an argument with a person in your mind and nothing's ever happened, but you're thinking to yourself, if they say this to me, I'm going to say that to them. And if they say that to something, I'm going to let... Who do you think is running our minds with intrusive thoughts? The enemy. But you take those thoughts to the Word of God, and we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus, so that we can become more kingdom-minded. Because my brothers and sisters, something's wrong. Something's wrong with us. We need to get back to the basics and understand the kingdom that you belong to. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is a brother or a sister right now that is undergoing intrusive thoughts that are driving them absolutely insane, these thoughts come in the form of even being easily offended. They get so offended. How dare they do that to me? Well, you've done way worse to Jesus, and he forgave you, right? You see how easy it is to take these thoughts captive? You go to the Word of God and you do what Jesus did. It is written. And you go to the Word of God, and as much as it cuts you, because when you go to the Word of God, it's going to correct you and discipline you. You believe what God says versus your thoughts. There are people right now that are undergoing bitterness in their heart, unforgiveness, which leads to all sorts of occultness in the heart. There are brothers and sisters that have allowed the iniquities of this world to dry out their heart, and they no longer can love. They no longer can trust. They no longer can go out there and just preach the gospel freely like they once used to. They have so much heaviness. In the name of Jesus, we submit that heaviness to you, Jesus Christ. We belong to your kingdom now. We belong to you now. May we leave this video more refreshed, more renewed, and as ambassadors of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Then you're able to walk as an ambassador of Jesus Christ wherever you go. You won't get easily offended. You won't get easily distracted. You won't get easily deceived. You understand that God has placed you in your marriage. God has placed you in your family. God has placed you in your neighborhood. God has placed you in your workplace for a purpose. Go out and do it in the name of Jesus today. Amen. I love you guys. God bless you. This is a little bit of a different video, but it's something that I just wanted to come together and talk with you guys. I'm working on a documentary for next week on artificial intelligence and its origins and many other aspects. So I hope you tune in on that one. Thank you for passing by. Thank you for taking a few seconds to watch this video. On the description tab of this video, there are ways you can support this ministry. We appreciate that. And also, we have a free ebook called Caught Thought. Check it out. It can teach you how to take caught thoughts captive in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for supporting us. Can you take 5 or 6 seconds just to press the thumbs up button and share this video with a friend and or family member? God bless you. God bless your family. And you're very, very appreciated. All right. God bless you.